Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda So this morning, being the occasion of the appearance day of Advaita Acharya, we will speak on the pastimes, some of the significant events in relation to Advaita Acharya. So this is from Adi Lila, chapter 6, The Glories of Advaita Acharya, text number 6. Advaitam Harin Advaitad Acharyam Bhakti Samshanat Bhaktavataram Isham Tam Advaita Charyam Ashraye Advaitam Harina Dvaitad Advaitam Harina Dvaitad Acharyam Bhakti Samshanat Bhaktavataram Ishamtam Advaita Charyam Ashraye Advaitam Harina Dvaitad Acharyam Bhakti Samshana Bhaktavataram Ishamtam Advaita Charyam Ashraye Advaitam Harina Dvaitad Acharyam Bhakti Samshanat Bhaktavataram Ishamtam Advaita Charyam Ashraye Advaita known as Advaita Harina with Lord Hari, Advaitat, from being non-different, Acharyam, known as Acharya, Bhakti Samshanat, from the propagation of devotional service to Sri Krishna, Bhaktavatara, the incarnation as a devotee. Isham to the Supreme Lord, Tam to Him, Advaita Acharyam to Advaita Acharya, Ashraye, I surrender. Translation: because He is none different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, He is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. You can repeat. Because he is none different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. So this is one of the two verses which are used in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to introduce us to Advaita Acharya. The chapter then goes on to explain how Advaita Acharya had six. First of all, it explains that Advaita Acharya is this second branch of the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first branch, of course, being Lord Nityananda, and the main trunk being Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So Advaita is the second branch of the tree. And from his branch, there are many sub-branches, the followers of Advaita Acharya. And then we're told how Advaita Acharya had six sons, but from his six sons, only three were followers, and the other three were deviants and were rejected by him. And Prabhupada then in the purport goes on to explain something of the history of Gaudiya Math and their entanglement in legal affairs, legal disputes, because they did not properly work together according to the order of the spiritual master. So yasya devi para bhaktir yata devi tata guru tasya iti prakita hi harta prakashanti mahatmana. That for those who have implicit faith in the Lord and the spiritual master and who follow the instructions, then all the purports of the scriptures are revealed. Srila Prabhupada explains to us, you can understand who is a faithful follower of the spiritual master by the results which they achieve. That when the branch is connected to the tree, then the branch will produce flowers and fruits. But if a branch is disconnected from the tree, then the branch will dry up. The leaves will wither and dry up. So in the same way, in propagating Krishna consciousness, the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be properly spread according to the instructions of the previous acharyas. And if we keep the instructions of the previous acharyas always in the forefront, then we can be successful. And Srila Prabhupada tells us how he himself always kept his own spiritual master's instruction in mind, that whenever he got money, use it to print books. So this was how Srila Prabhupada explained to us his own success in spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya. In the case of Advaita Acharya, there was some controversy, just as we see controversy, disputes within our own Krishna consciousness movement. From time to time, there arise some disputes, some different opinions. So, similarly, even 500 years ago, in the time of Advaita Acharya, there was also this problem, difficulties to work together. They were of one idea, but in course of time, there was some split, some schism, different opinions came out. There was some misunderstanding or different opinions of who was actually the Supreme Lord, who was Swayam Bhagavan. Some of the followers of Advaita Acharya were claiming that he was the Swayam Bhagavan. But Advaita Acharya himself had never given that instruction. Rather, he always claimed that he was the servant of the Lord. He was the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we see this brought out in many different pastimes involving Advaita Acharya. So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes to us how Advaita Acharya was, first of all, responsible for the Lord to descend from the spiritual world, from Vaikuntha. That Advaita Acharya was lamenting the fallen condition of the world. He was seeing how the people were all engaged in the worship of demigods for material benefit, and how they were spending all their wealth on arranging the marriages of their children, and they had no interest in the message of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. They were not concerned to take up the process of devotional service. So although Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu himself, and he does the work of creating the material world, he did not consider himself competent to deliver the people of the world. And therefore, he thought the Lord himself, the Supreme Lord, Swayam Bhagavan, Lord Sri Krishna himself, has to come and deliver them. In this way, he remembered a verse from the Gautamiya Tantra, which said that if one worships the Lord with devotion, offering him water of the Ganges and Tulsi leaves, then the Lord becomes purchased by that devotee, and he becomes his servant. So in this way, Advaita Acharya, residing at his home in Shantipur, began to offer Tulsi leaves and Ganga water and call to the Lord to come and deliver the world. His calling did not go in vain. Later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remind Advaita Acharya that you were the one who woke me up. I was sleeping peacefully in the milk ocean, but your loud calling disturbed me and brought me here. So Advaita Acharya was responsible for the Lord to descend. Initially, the Lord did not reveal himself to Advaita Acharya. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes how, when the Lord was ready to reveal himself to the devotees, at that time he sent the brother of Srivas Pandit, Ramai, to go to the home of Advaita Acharya and bring him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the home of Srivas Pandit. He had sent Ramai. Ramai did not know who was Advaita Acharya. He didn't know where to go. He was simply guided by the Lord's inspiration. Somehow or other, he found his way to Shantipur and to the home of Advaita Acharya. And when he finally got there, he did not know what to say. But Advaita Acharya could understand everything. He said, I know everything. I know why you have come here. I know who has sent you. Tell me, what do you want? So Ramai asked him, the Lord is calling you. You please come. Advaita Acharya was questioning him. Where in the scriptures does it say that the Supreme Lord will appear in Navadvipa? Is it in any scriptures you know? Like this, he said, your brother Srivas knows my religious principles. Why is he doing this to me? In this way, Advaita was challenging Ramai, but at the same time, he said, I will come with you, but I will not come immediately to see Chaitanya. You take me first to the, we will first go to the home of Nandanacharya, and I will wait there. You go to Nimai Pandit and you tell him that I'm not coming, and see what he says. So in this way, Ramai was sent back to Srivas Pandit's home, and he told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Acharya said he's not coming. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his omniscience. He said, you cannot trick me. I know this person, he's always trying to trick me. He's always playing games with me. I know he's at the home of Nandanacharya. You go and tell him to come here now. I'm waiting for him. So in this way, Advaita Acharya, when he heard the words of Lord Chaitanya, he was very happy, and he came to Srivas Pandit's home. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda had already appeared, and Advaita was united with them. And so they were together, and they could begin to have their kirtan and chant the holy name. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya became more and more ecstatic, enjoying the pleasure of kirtan and experiencing more and more ecstasy. On one particular occasion, all of the devotees requested him. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving benedictions to different devotees. He was blessing them with Krishna prema. So, Srivas said to him, what about Mother Sachi? You should give Mother Sachi Krishna prema also. But when Lord Chaitanya heard this, then he changed. He became very serious, very grave looking. And he said, I cannot give Krishna prema to Mother Sachi. She cannot get Krishna prema. All the devotees were shocked. They thought, Mother Sachi? She's the mother of the universe. You cannot give her Krishna prema? Why you cannot give to her? The devotee said, if you don't give her Krishna prema, we will have to give up our lives. We cannot tolerate. Lord Chaitanya said, I cannot give Mother Sachi Krishna prema because she has committed Vaishnava aparad. She has offended the devotee. All the devotees were shocked. What? What devotee Mother Sachi could have offended? Lord Chaitanya revealed that she has offended Advaita Acharya. Instead of calling him Advaita, she called him Dvaita. It was revealed that Mother Sachi was disturbed because her eldest son, Vishwarup, had left home. Her eldest son, Vishwarup, used to regularly go to the home of Advaita Acharya. And in the association of Advaita Acharya, he would hear all the revealed scriptures, particularly Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So at some particular point, Mother Sachi, Jagannath Mishra were planning to arrange the marriage of Vishwarup. So Vishwarup understood. So he left home. He left home and became a sannyasi. Never returned. After some time, Lord Chaitanya was also going to the home of Advaita Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya was not showing any interest even in his beautiful wife, Lakshmi Priya. He was simply going to the home of Advaita Acharya every day. He would spend his time there in the company of Advaita Acharya. When Mother Sachi saw this, then she said, this Advaita Acharya, he pretends like he's a friend of our family, but actually he's Dvaita. He's putting me in a net of Maya, and he's entangling me in a net of illusion. He'll do the same with my other son. He's already had one son go and take sannyas. Now Nimai will also want to leave home and become a sannyasi. So he's not Advaita, he's Dvaita. So for this reason, which is not really an offense, but Lord Chaitanya, in order to instruct all of the devotees on the importance of not committing Vaishnava aparad, he enacted this pastime, telling the devotees that he would not give Mother Sachi Krishna Prem. So all the devotees were telling Mother Sachi, you have to come and get forgiveness from Advaita Acharya. You have to come and touch his feet and get forgiveness. And the devotees, some other devotees went and brought Advaita Acharya, and they were telling him, Mother Sachi has committed an offense against you. You have to forgive her. And Advaita Acharya would say, what? Mother Sachi offend me? How is it possible? She's the mother of the universe. I worship her lotus feet. She could never ever commit offense against me. I'm the offender of her. I can never forgive her offenses against me. It is me who should be forgiven if I've offended her. In this way, Advaita Acharya became more and more ecstatic, thinking of Mother Sachi. And as he became ecstatic, he lost consciousness. He became ecstatic, just thinking of Mother Sachi. And when he lost consciousness, the devotees rushed Mother Sachi, quick, now's the time, go quick. Get the dust from his lotus feet. Otherwise, he'll never allow you to touch his feet. So Mother Sachi came, she took the dust from the feet of Advaita Acharya, then she became unconscious. Mother Sachi became unconscious thinking of Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya was unconscious thinking of Mother Sachi. So this is the loving dealings between the Lord and his devotees. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing all of us in the importance of avoiding offenses. He had recounted this pastime later on. This pastime was recounted by Advaita Acharya, was remembered by Advaita Acharya when he was in Jagannath Puri. Advaita Acharya had gone to Jagannath Puri to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, one of the servants of Advaita Acharya, a secretary like of Advaita Acharya named Kamalakanta Vishvasa, also got some problem. Kamalakanta Vishvasa is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he had come to Jagannath Puri along with Paramananda Puri, and it's recorded there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Kamalakanta Vishvasa was assisting Advaita Acharya in his duties, and at some point he had written a message, a note, requesting Maharaj Prataparudra to liquidate a debt of some 300 rupees which Advaita Acharya had incurred. So in the note, Kamalakanta Vishvasa had stated that Advaita Acharya is the personality of Godhead, but he is in debt 300 rupees. And he was requesting Maharaj Prataparudra to kindly liquidate this debt. So when somehow this note came to the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu saw this note, he was pleased in some ways because he thought, this is very good. He understands Advaita Acharya is the personality of Godhead. But it is not good. He has said that he is in debt 300 rupees. And he said, this person, Kamalakanta Vishvasa, is a bulia. Bulia is one, meaning one who does not know things as they are. And he instructed, Lord Chaitanya instructed his servant, From today on, I don't want to see his face. He should not come in my presence. So when this news came to Kamalakanta Vishvasa, he was very disturbed that he could no longer have darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He felt very bad. Advaita Acharya, however, felt very happy. Said, oh, you're very fortunate. This is very good. You have been punished by the Lord. The Lord is always equal. Whatever he does is always for our good. If he rewards us or punishes us, it is always good. You should not worry. And Advaita Acharya remembers how Mukunda had also been punished. And then Advaita Acharya also recounted. He said, I was also punished by the Lord. Yeah, Advaita Acharya also was punished by the Lord. He said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always used to treat me like his father. Advaita Acharya was maybe about 50 years of age or so when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So Advaita Acharya was a contemporary of his father, Jagannath Mishra. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always respect Advaita Acharya as his senior. Advaita Acharya was also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was also the guru of Ishwara Puri. And Lord Chaitanya took initiation from Ishwara Puri. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya always respected Advaita Acharya like his spiritual master or like his father. Chaitanya Bhagavat also describes that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he came to the home of Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya's young son, Achyutananda, at that time was 5 years old. And Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that Lord Chaitanya took the naked little boy on his lap and told him that Advaita Acharya is like my father, so you and I are brothers. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was disturbing the mind of Advaita Acharya because he was offering him so much respect and reverence as his senior. Advaita Acharya was thinking, I brought the Lord here. I don't want him to worship me. I want to worship him. He's the Lord. I want to worship him. But he comes and worships me. So Advaita Acharya was... He devised a plan by which he could change the situation. He decided that he would begin preaching impersonalism. And he took the, what was the name of that book? Vashishta Nyaya? Yoga Vashishta, Yoga Vashishta, yes, Yoga Vashishta. He took the Yoga Vashishta, one book called Yoga Vashishta. And in this book, they give all importance to the impersonal Brahman and the process of speculative knowledge. So Advaita began preaching from this book that the goal of life is to get mukti, and you have to achieve it by speculative knowledge, and this is how you will achieve perfection, no other way. So when news of this came to Lord Chaitanya, he was not happy, and he set out to come to Shantipur along with Lord Nityananda. The two of them came down to Shantipur. And when Lord Chaitanya came into the presence of Advaita Acharya, he immediately challenged him. So, which is the better process? Devotional service or speculative knowledge? Advaita Acharya looked at him and said, speculative knowledge is the best process. Lord Chaitanya immediately dragged him out of his chair, dragged him over the floor out to the front of the house, and began to beat him on his back. Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Mata came running, saying, "He's a Brahmin, you'll kill him. It's very sinful. You get severe reactions for killing a Brahmin. Be careful." In this way, Advaita Acharya was rejoicing that now I'm feeling some pleasure. Yeah. This is very nice. Please give me more. This kind of feeling. Advaita Acharya then heard Lord Chaitanya describe to him that actually I am that person who killed Kamsa. I am the same as the killer of Ravan. I also killed Hiranyakashipu. Now I have come to deliver the holy name to everyone and to bless everyone with pure devotion. Advaita Acharya was very happy to hear these words. Lord Chaitanya requested him to ask for a blessing. But Advaita Acharya said, "Blessing? No, I am already blessed." He said, "But if you want to please me, then give prema bhakti to those people who are low born, to the sudras and to the women, to the ignorant and the uneducated. But do not give bhakti, do not give your prema bhakti to those who are proud of their birth, who are proud of their wealth, and who are proud of their of their great knowledge and education, and who have no interest in devotional service and who are offensive to the devotees. Do not give your bhakti to them." And we see also how this wish of Advaita Acharya is enacted in the time, in the present times. And ever since then, actually, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings have been embraced by people from especially the lower levels of society, whereas those people who are born in the high class Brahminical families are much against the Vaishnava culture. So Advaita Acharya himself, of course, he was born in the Brahmana family. He was the head of the Brahmins of Shantipur. But he had no regard for the social culture at that time. He never concerned himself with what was proper and what was not for a Brahmana. He allowed Haridas Thakur to come and live at his place. He made a home for Haridas Thakur nearby to his own home. And every day he would have food with Haridas Thakur. When Advaita Acharya's father disappeared, Advaita Acharya was performing the Shraddh ceremony. And with the Shraddh ceremony, it is customary to give the offering to the most elevated of the Brahmanas. And at that time, Advaita Acharya brought the Shraddh plate and gave it to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur felt embarrassed, he felt uncomfortable, that I'm born in a Muslim family, I'm low class, I'm low born, you're the high class Brahmin, why are you feeding me? But Advaita Acharya said, "By feeding you, I am satisfying millions of Brahmanas. That you are more elevated than any of these so-called Brahmanas. One who is a devotee of the Lord and who is engaged in the Lord's service, even though he may be born in a family of dog-eaters, is better than the non-devotee Brahmana who knows all the Vedas." So Advaita Acharya exemplified this kind of thinking in his life. Although he is a high-class, smarter Brahman, he has no regard for these smarter traditions, and he is interested in preaching Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. He spent his time doing that. So he was so happy with the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could spread the Sankirtan movement. We were telling about Kamala Kanta Vishwasa, how he had written this message and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want him to come again into his presence. So Advaita Acharya then went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he challenged him that you have given more mercy to Kamala Kanta Vishwasa than to me. I never got mercy like that. You have told him not to come in your presence. You only beat me, but you never told me I couldn't come in your presence. Why you give him more mercy than me? What has he done to get the greatest mercy? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appreciating Advaita Acharya's arguments that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then called Kamala Kanta Vishwasa and he explained to him his mistake, that you must be very careful that the Supreme Lord is not a poor man, first of all. And he also warned, most important, he also warned all of his devotees that by accepting charity from materialistic people, we become contaminated. It is customary for people to give charity to brahmanas and to sannyasis. But by accepting charity from people, we also accept something of their karma. And certainly, if a person is materialistic and sinful, then it is very dangerous to accept charity from them. Prabhupada warned us about going to people's homes, that if they are not vegetarian, you don't want to take any food in their home. You can take only uncut fruit, but don't eat any food. If you eat grains, then certainly you will accept also their sinful activities. So very important, accepting charity as representatives of the Krishna consciousness movement. How do we apply this? Of course, we accept charity from so many sinful people, but we do not accept it on our own behalf, for our own maintenance or subsistence. We accept it on behalf of the Krishna consciousness movement for propagating Krishna consciousness around the world. That is not a problem. If we accept money for the service of Krishna consciousness, to spread Krishna consciousness, then there is no problem for us. And there's only benefit also for the people who are giving charity. And so accepting charity is there, if it's done with the right mood for the service of Krishna. Advaita Acharya's home was in Shantipur. At one time, Srila Prabhupada was considering having his world headquarters in Shantipur. Srila Prabhupada used to regularly visit Shantipur even before he took sannyas as a grihastha. He used to go to Shantipur and he would sit there and chant the holy name. He would spend hours there chanting the holy name. The pujari, one of the priests in Shantipur, remembers how this man used to come in his white kadi. He would come and sit there, chant the holy name, and before leaving, he would come and see the pujari and thank him for serving the deity. And then the pujari describes how he did not see this man for many, many years. Then after some Many, many years, he saw this man, and he was in a sannyasi dress. He had become a sannyasi. And he was again chanting the holy name, as he used to, very intently, for hours. And he understood, this is the same person who used to come. Previously he was in white, now he's a sannyasi. And he noticed that as he was chanting, he was shedding tears. And the pujari describes how he had spoken to Prabhupada and asked him what was the cause of all of his shedding tears. And Prabhupada had explained to him that, I have been given the mission to go to the West. My Guru Maharaj has ordered me that I have to go to the West and spread Krishna consciousness. And it is impossible, but I have to do it. So I'm just chanting here and praying for some mercy that I can take on this task. So again, it was many years later when the devotees came back to Mayapur, and that pujari was able to reveal all of this to the devotees. So Shantipur is a very important place. We go there every year, of course. We go there on the appearance day of Madhavendra Puri, because Madhavendra Puri also came to Shantipur. And just like Advaita Acharya was lamenting the fallen condition of the world and how there's hardly any devotees anywhere and the people are all absorbed in sense pleasure, Madhavendra Puri was similarly wandering the earth thinking how hopeless it is and how difficult it is to try to preach. He was thinking to go and live in the forest, and at that time he came to Shantipur and he met Advaita Acharya. And when Advaita Acharya met with Madhavendra Puri, then they both rejoiced. They were both so happy. They could understand that they had the common interest, topics of Krishna, and hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name of the Lord. And in this way they passed many, many days together. From that time on, every year, Advaita Acharya would observe the appearance day of Madhavendra Puri. He had accepted Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master. And he organized a very big festival. The Chaitanya Bhagavat describes in great detail how Advaita Acharya would fill rooms and rooms with provisions for the festival. And people would come from everywhere. Of course, in the present time, we're trying to continue that tradition in a similar way. We don't cook with as much variety as Advaita Acharya did. Usually it's only khichdi in Shantipur. But we do have a nice festival. Because some years back, the people there, the descendants of Advaita Acharya, they came and they requested the ISKCON devotees to help them again take up that festival as Advaita Acharya used to perform, offering so much foodstuffs and distributing prasadam for all of the thousands of people who live around that area. So Advaita Acharya's home was in Shantipur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda would regularly come there and visit him. A nice pastime is described, some of the joking words which used to take place between Chaitanya and Nityananda are revealed to us in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj describes how on a particular occasion, or it was just after maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, Lord Nityananda tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to coming to Shantipur. Lord Chaitanya was eager to go to Vrindavan, but in his ecstasy he could not recognize where he was going. And Lord Nityananda tricked him and brought him back to Shantipur. When Advaita Acharya appeared, Lord Chaitanya was surprised and said, "What are you doing in Vrindavan?" Advaita Acharya then replied, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Yeah, wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, that is Vrindavan, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and Krishna never goes out of Vrindavan. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya was pacified, made to take bath, and then Advaita Acharya requested him, he said, please come to my home, I have prepared some very simple food, just a palmful of rice and a few liquid vegetables, very suitable for a sannyasi, you know. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, oh well, all right, if it, just a palmful of rice and a little liquid vegetables, okay, you know. And when he came, and then he saw the worship was going on, and the food was on the altar, and he saw so many preparations, hundreds of vegetables and all different sweets and cakes and rice covered with ghee, and oh, it was so opulent, and the whole thing was covered with so many manjari tosis. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased, he said, oh, whoever is worshipping the Lord in this way, I take the dust from their feet, they're doing so nicely, such nice worship. But then Advaita Acharya brought the plates over and said, here, this is yours, one for Lord Nityananda. And when Lord Chaitanya understood that he was supposed to eat all of these things, then he objected, you know, that, come on, you know, I'm a sannyasi, I cannot eat like this. But Advaita Acharya reminded him, he said, come on, I know your identity. You eat 54 times a day in Jagannath Puri. And every time there are hundreds of preparations also. What is this? This is just a mere morsel for you. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya was coerced to sit down and to begin to eat. So as he would eat, Advaita Acharya would come and refill everything. Lord Chaitanya would eat. Again, Advaita Acharya would come and refill. In this way it was going on. Lord Nityananda, of course, he was joking. He said, I have been fasting for 3 days. This is just a mere morsel. This will not satisfy my hunger. Actually, they had come, they'd been traveling for 3 days. They'd come from Katwa. Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas over in Katwa, and it took them 3 days to get to Shantipur. And so Lord Nityananda was saying, look, you know, I've been fasting for 3 days. What is this? This will not satisfy my hunger. Advaita Acharya said, I am a poor brahmana. You have come to my home. Please kindly accept whatever I offer you. Lord Nityananda said, look, you invited me. You should give me whatever I want. This is hardly anything. This will not satisfy my hunger. Anyway, Lord Nityananda was persuaded to sit down. Advaita Acharya also rebuked him, saying, you are a reject Paramahamsa. By calling him a reject Paramahamsa, actually, Advaita Acharya was not insulting him, he was glorifying him. Because Lord Nityananda actually is Paramahamsa. He is an avadut. Lord Nityananda is avadut, and he was in the highest stage of life. He was a Paramahamsa. As a Paramahamsa, one may wear the dress of a sannyasi, or one may not. He may sometimes wear the dress of a grihastha. He's not obliged to any particular attire. This is the position of Paramahamsa. So Lord Nityananda, he's famous as avadut. Advaita Acharya is glorifying him, that this is his exalted position. We see also many of our devotees also, we have to also sometimes take that risk, that you have to put on the dress, of civilian dress, to get into some countries, to travel and preach in certain countries. You go to Islamic countries, some places where we're not legal, you may have to put on civilian dress in order to preach. I was with some other people, one person said, I will never go there if you have to do that. But this is a risk we have to take. It's a risk, it's certainly a great risk. If you're Lord Nityananda, it's no risk. He's Paramahamsa, he's Avadhuta. We're imitating when we do that. Very dangerous. Be careful. So, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, was serving the food to Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After some time they finished eating, Lord Nityananda stood up and said, this food has not satisfied me, I'm not going to take even a mere partial of it, a mere portion of it, it is not sufficient for me. And he took some rice, as if in an angry mood, he took some rice and he threw it, and it hit the body of Advaita. And when the food hit Advaita, then Advaita Acharya began to dance. Then Lord Nityananda said to Advaita Acharya that this food is prasadam, it's been offered to Lord Krishna. You've committed an offense by having it touch your body like that and dancing on it. Now you will have to feed 100 sannyasis in order to get relief from the offense. However, Advaita Acharya said, I will never invite another sannyasi to my home. Actually, this pastime shows the potency of prasadam. That because Lord Nityananda was taking prasadam, the remnants of the devotee is so powerful, just simply touches the body of Advaita Acharya and he danced in ecstasy. This is prasada, that it is so powerful, so purifying, that even it touches the body, then it is purifying. And so Advaita Acharya, he was imitating the smarter Brahman, one who is in the position of being an orthodox Brahman. But he was showing how by contact with Lord Nityananda, the Vaishnava, he was being delivered from this position. So Advaita Acharya performs many wonderful pastimes in the association of the Lord. Later on in Jagannath Puri, we also saw the son of Advaita Acharya was brought back to life by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of his sons, Gopal, was dancing, was asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to dance in the kirtan. But while he was dancing, at a certain point, Gopal fell down, fainted. And his father and all the devotees surrounded him. And when they saw that he was no longer breathing, they were all shocked and thought how to revive him. They were chanting the names of Lord Nrisingadeva, they were calling to the Lord. Nothing could revive him. They began to cry, they began to weep. They thought he's left the body, he's given up his life. But then Lord Chaitanya came and put his hand on his chest and loudly shouted, Gopal, get up and dance. And Gopal came back to consciousness and stood up. Began to dance. So this is the loving dealing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was responsible for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was also responsible for Lord Chaitanya to leave this world, to complete his pastimes in this world. Jagadananda Pandit had gone to Navadvip to meet Mother Sachi and to bring prasadam for her and to associate with all the devotees in Navadvip. And at that time, Advaita Acharya had given a poem or a sonnet which he had written. And he had asked please give this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this sonnet, the meaning could not be understood by ordinary people. Jagadananda Pandit brought it back, and when he delivered this message to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu greatly intensified his mood of bhava and his feelings of separation for the Lord, and became totally like a madman. The sonnet simply said that all of the stores already have sufficient supply of rice. There is no longer any more need to supply. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this as a signal for him to complete his pastimes in this world. So Advaita Acharya is certainly none different from the Lord, and as he is described in this verse, he is also Acharya, teacher by example. He teaches us the example to be the servant, not to be the master. And he gave up any of those persons who wanted to put him in the position of being the master. He rejected them. Even his own sons were rejected for wanting to put him in the position of being the master. It was described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying he wanted to deliver everyone. Advaita Acharya requested Lord Chaitanya, pointed out to Lord Chaitanya that one who will worship the servant without worshipping the master is doomed. And he gave examples. He said, just like Satrajit worshipped the sun god and he was killed. Duryodhan, although he was a disciple of Balaram, he could never be successful. Hiranyakashipu worshipped Lord Brahma. Neither could he be successful. And similarly, Ravan also was a devotee of Shiva. He was also slain. Another example is given also, Sudakshina, the son of the king of Kasi. He was also a great devotee of Shiva. And he produced a fearful demon. He performed a yagya which produced a great asura. But Sudakshina requested this demon to go and burn Dwarka. So the demon went to Dwarka and then surrendered to Sudarshan. And then Sudarshan sent the demon back to kill Sudakshina. So all of these different examples were given by Advaita Acharya to remind all of his followers that if you ever separate me from Lord Gauranga, then you will never be successful. If you are actually my follower, then you must also surrender yourself to Lord Gauranga. You cannot just simply worship me. And I am, Advaita Acharya also has established himself as the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not as the master. It would have been easy for him to claim to have been the master, but that was not his mood. He came in the mood as the servant of the devotee. So all of these different pastimes which he enacted are there for our education, to enlighten us. So we will stop now. Thank you. Hare Krishna. If there's any questions or comments, you can take them. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.